From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded, when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a late-night military operation. Fighting rages for the control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians who remain could be used as human shields by IS. Those who have managed to escape describe a deteriorating situation where food and medicine is in short supply and the water unsafe to drink. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside over 200 American Special Forces troops, took control of nine villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes on Manbij for the last 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says have killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire overnight. This is VOA News. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed. Authorities say another vessel affiliated with a deep ocean search firm is heading to the area, carrying with it a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters to retrieve the flight data recorders. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to National Society of French Railways, about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of the regional trains were canceled. Eurostar trains to London are running normally, though through more than half of the trains to Spain and Italy, and about 25% of trains to Belgium, the Netherlands, and Switzerland are affected. The strike has affected commuter trains serving Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. Switzerland has inaugurated the Gothard Base Tunnel, the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel, running more than 57 kilometers beneath the Alps. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi joined Swiss leaders in an opening celebration for the GBT Tunnel project, which began 17 years ago. It will become fully operational in December. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems, an effort aimed at preventing money laundering. The Treasury Department on Wednesday designated North Korea as a primary money laundering concern. The department says the North Korean government is notoriously deceitful in its financial transactions. It says the North continues an illicit weapons program and other destabilizing activities. Health officials in New Jersey say a baby girl born on Tuesday to a mother who was infected with a Zika virus has severe microcephaly. The New Jersey doctor from the Hackensack University Medical Center said a 31-year-old woman visiting the U.S. from Honduras was infected with the virus after she was bitten by a mosquito early in her pregnancy. Microcephaly is a birth defect marked by small head size and can lead to developmental problems. An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for attacks on two U.S. bases in Mali that left 4 people dead. The UN says one peacekeeper was killed by rocket fire Tuesday, 3 others killed on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.